Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 6:30 Eastern Time, and you're listening to Radio RF, the online radio show loosely associated with religious forums. Discuss, compare, and debate religions in our online community. I'm Dreadfish.
And I'm Anna OJ. And this is Radio RF. As you all know, Radio RF is the radio station for religious forums. That's where I'm from, that's where you're from, and that's where Dreadfish is from.
Yes, that's where we're all from.
Yes, he's obviously not a fish, though. I'm putting that out there. He's not really a fish. He is kind of dreadful, though.
That's up for debate.
Which we can do at religious forums.
That's right, Mick. Ha, ha, ha.
As you can see, we do not have a script, so we're just speaking words. It's better than the first time we did an episode last time, where we kind of just sat there and quiet for most of the episode. This time, we're gibbering.
Yeah, we figure that for a radio show, usually talking is better than not talking. In this case, you can't see us, so you might as well hear us.
Though, to be fair, if either of us were to sing, it might be worse than being quiet.
So we figured today we might as well just talk about what we're going to try to talk about on the show in general.
Which is basically everything, you know, on religious forums, RF. I'm just going to call it RF because that's what I do anyways, and it's easier, and to avoid confusion. Anyways, what we talk about on RF is about religion, science, philosophy, politics, life, ourselves, and each other. And that's basically what we plan on doing here. We'd like to sure to be as interactive as our community feels. You know, I feel very close to the community all over the world that I've met through RF. And I think we have something special there, and I'd like to see this radio show pick that up. Now, you can interact with the show on multiple ways. One, every episode we call, it'll be done live. Of course, you can also listen to it as a blog. If you do listen to the show live, you have the option of calling in. And today's call-in number would be 646-200-4733. And then you can call in and be a part of the show, too. And this is available every time we do a show. So we hope to do interviews of RF members, discussion panels with RF members. Some members have talked about doing reviews for movies, books, music, anything. You know, I'd like to see it really just being an extension of expressing each other as we do on RF.
Yep. I'm looking forward to some of the possibilities we might have here. Hopefully, with some practice, we'll be able to get things real smooth, you know, make it sound a lot like a radio show on the radio. As far as interviewing RF members, we had interviewed a couple RF members on a little podcast that Mick and I did a while ago. We called Pondering Nomad. And,
badass name, by the way.
I don't remember how we came up with it, but it seemed to work out all right. So,
I think it was I think the idea was like all on you, bro. You like thought of it.
I might have. So, you know, since this is a religious forums, over the time I've been on religious forums, I've been here since 2009, and I've seen so many people change, and I have changed a whole lot too. So I think one of the interesting things to talk about is our development in our religious and political views. There's a number of people on RF who are atheist, but they still have a lot of other ideologies or something like that. And we all grow in our philosophies and ideologies. So I think this is an interesting thing to talk about.
Now, I know I had mentioned before that there was multiple ways that the show was going to be interactive and then only mentioned one way. There are other ways you can interact with the show. Obviously, if you're listening to the show as a podcast, you're not going to be able to call in. What you can do is, we do have a caller. But hang on, let's see who we have on the phone.
I think I know who it is.
Welcome to Radio RF. Who do we have here?
This is well named.
Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
It's going
all
right.
Doing?
How about you?
Nothing. I wasn't at my computer, and I just got back. I saw the link in the
yes,
chat.
Yes, I see you're in chat, right?
Yeah. I'm not right now because I'm walking around. I always walk when I talk on the phone. It's like a thing.
I do that, too.
Now, you just joined RF more recently than Dread for sure. By the way, I think I joined back in 2011. I just had my three-year anniversary this year. Well, last year.
2011 is your three-year anniversary?
No, I joined in 2011, so I just passed my three-year anniversary, right?
About 4 years.
Yeah, I guess.
I joined
anyway,
the end of 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I joined in the beginning of January this year.
So how did you find religious forums?
I think I Googled religion forum.
Cool.
So the search engine optimization was working for the site.
That's good.
Yeah. I have no topic.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, they're on the show.
That.
I'm going to call them. What's that?
Amount of times that I Google a question and end up at, like, RF is, like, really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That is funny.
It's like, I feel like every time I Google anything, I end up at, like, an RF thread. I'm like, damn it, why am I answering the question I'm asking?
Well, that'll teach you not to create the thread first. You Google first, and then you create the thread afterwards.
I lose track of what I Google and create.
It's interesting, like, you know, being on RF for so long, I feel like it's kind of like, you know, my little community online and all that sort of thing. And then, you know, it turns out, well, it's on the first page of Google. And so, you know, lots of people must see it. And there are a lot of members on there who don't post, or a lot of lurkers and that sort of thing, too. So it's not necessarily as small as I think it is.
Right. Now, I wasn't listening when you started, so you have to tell me who is who.
Well, I'm Dreadfish.
Okay.
I'm Ida OJ.
Is it Itty OJ? Because in my mind, it's always Itty Oj.
No, it's definitely OJ. I mean, it's either Itty or, like, Itty. I don't really care, but it's definitely OJ. Like, you know, like, I'm drinking some OJ.
I don't know if I can
commit
to an entire extra syllable. That seems like a lot of work, I gotta be honest.
I'm awesome like orange juice. Like, you know, I'm packed full of vitamin C. I'm like your daily dose of the sun.
So what are your plans? What are you gonna talk about?
I'm not good at planning things. Why do people keep asking me for plans?
I, on the other hand,
for speaking for half an hour, I think it usually helps a little bit in my experience.
Mm. That's what I keep saying.
I'm just of the experience. I could easily talk a half hour just about myself, let alone another subject. So.
Get to it then, because I don't actually have anything interesting to say. I just want to listen. But I figured I'd say hi, since, I don't know, it seemed like the thing to do.
Well, we appreciate it. Like you said, what you missed us saying is how we want the show to be interactive. Before you called in, I had explained there are multiple ways in which the show will be interactive with everyone on RF. The first way I mentioned was calling in, just as you have done. The second way, which is what I was about to say when you called in, is that obviously if you listen to the show as a podcast, you cannot interact via phone calls. But you can interact on multiple threads I'm sure we will have available on the forum for feedback. You know, eventually we'll have requests, I guess, for topics, interviews, we'll have applications for people to come onto the show. But you'll be able to, even without coming onto the show, be able to interact on the forum level. Telling by listening, by following us, and then giving us feedback on the forum of what you thought of each episode, what you'd like to hear, what you didn't like to hear, and that kind of stuff.
And currently we have a thread, there is a thread under the forum news and announcements sub-forum.
I will have to bookmark it or get alerts so that I know when you're going to be on the air. Anyway, I'm gonna hang up and let you do the thing and not take up your whole show. So have fun. Good luck.
Well, thank you for calling in. it helps us take up the time for this first episode.
All right, take it easy.
You too. So, among the ways that you can interact with this show is on the chat on RF. I imagine that both ET and I will be in the chat during the broadcast, whenever we cast. And we're in there now, too. So you're welcome to talk to us on there now. I'm looking at it right now, and we can interact that way as well.
I'm also hoping that the quality of the show improves next episode. I'll actually have a new computer set up by the time we do our next episode. It's actually like in pieces in my living room right now. Once I have that set up, I won't be calling in the same way that I'm calling right now. Well, I guess I will be because I still have to use my phone unless I upgrade. It costs $40 to upgrade this. So we're kind of limited with the time slot. We can do like 6:30, and then the next available time slot is 11. We can only do like a half-hour show unless we upgrade, and then we can do like a two-hour show. I think we can have up to 5 live callers unless we upgrade, and then we can have like 50. But like to upgrade, it's like $40. And that's just a little bit out of what I can afford a month.
Yep, same for me. So hopefully,
you know, maybe
if
the show will get a lot bigger, so hopefully that'll change things. I don't know.
Yeah, and then maybe we'd be able to pull together a little bit of funding for it.
Funding, crowdsourcing, or ad sales, I don't know. Probably not. They're annoying. There's probably ads anyway, so that's the part that bothers me about not doing it, is even if I don't, like, make money off the ad revenue, they're going to make money off the ad revenue instead. So it's like...
Yeah.
Either way, you're watching an ad, bro.
So as far as content, we have a few different ideas. Like we mentioned, the interviews we would like to do. I think... Particularly, I'm particularly interested in interviewing different members, especially the ones that I've interacted with on RF for a long time. I'd love to actually speak with them and hear their voices and actually have a conversation. But as far as anything else, we would love to have some ideas. So anybody who's listening, if you have some idea for something you'd like to hear on RF radio, then let us know in chat or in the thread or anything like that. As far as some other ideas we have, I suppose that maybe we could cover some actual news headlines, for the day, so, or for the week, because I think that we plan on doing this at least weekly or maybe twice a week. So we could, cover a couple of the headlines. Maybe we'll express some opinions on those things and that sort of thing.
Yeah, last time we did a show on Pondering Nomads, it was election season. So obviously there is always something like political or news going on to talk about. I mean, that being said, there's always something going on in the news. But, like, you know how election season is. It's crazy. I was really trying to interrupt Dreadfish before to mention when he said chat. There's also a chat available on the Blog Talk page. So, like, while we're doing an episode, there's an active chat you can participate in. And that's another way you can interact with the show. If you don't feel like calling, but you are listening live, you can act through chat. So that's a third way the show is interactive. Oh, I forgot to launch it. I apologize. And now the chat is live. Hey, I think we spoke for 15 minutes without silence. This would be our longest run of talking straight ever. High five.
High five. It was not too bad, and you know, now we've had practice. It's been a long time since we did the other show. Gosh, it's been a long time, I think 3 years. But I think some of it stuck with us, and it's got a lot easier. So, I mean, with actual content and a plan for how we're going to be doing this throughout the show, I think that we'll be able to really put on a pretty good quality show.
Yes. And once I have a new PC, it'll significantly help with that. Because right now, it's just me. Like, we were supposed to practice for like 15 minutes before the show starts. but like the laptop I'm using right now is like so bugged out. It took me like 25 minutes just to like even make an episode when it should have taken like 2 seconds. Once I get like a new computer. Well, I have the new computer. I just need to set it up. That'll help a lot, and then I'll have like a more of a station. Still calling my phone. I'm on speakerphone right now, so if the sound quality isn't that great, let me know, and I can switch to, and I'll do it right now, so let me know if this is better. I am no longer on speakerphone. How is the sound quality compared to just a moment ago?
Interestingly, it was almost better when it was on speakerphone.
Was it? Okay, then I'll go back to speakerphone. That was easier for me.
I'm just as surprised as you are.
Okay, so I am back on speakerphone.
So one of the things that we're going to have to get the hang of is the delay, because there's a little bit of delay before we hear what the other person is saying, apparently. So we'll get the hang of that, be able to streamline things a little bit better, that sort of thing. And the computer will probably help.
I'm also thinking along with that, having some visual cues, like possibly having like a Skype video running in the background of our screen so we can kind of see each other and like interact on that secondary level, so that like you can see that I have something to say or I can see that you have something to say or whatever, you know? Because there's no way we can kind of cue each other when we have something to say other than, well, we're not even running a messenger right now other than like the chat room. So doing something like that might help us.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about that. So, yeah.
Anyway, we should probably introduce ourselves past our screen names. So, as I said before, I'm Ida OJ. I'm also known as Mick. Yes. Mick.
G'day, Mick.
I'm married. I'm expecting my first child. I work at a data center. And I have dreams of living on a homestead one day. And what about you? Who are you?
Well, I am Dreadfish, like we mentioned. My name is John, also, to people I know in real life. I'm currently a student studying computer stuff. Used to be an English major. That still stuck with me. I like to write, but I haven't had any creative inspiration for a while now. Play music. Haven't been on RF too much lately, but just been busy with homework stuff, midterms, that sort of thing. And my dream, I don't know. I just, for now, continue living, try to have a comfortable life, and enjoy it until I die.
Well, who knows if anyone's even going to die anymore, man. Someone alive today is the first person to live well beyond the normal human lifespan. Medical technology. Transhumanism is happening, bro. I'm actually an existentialist myself, but, like, it's going to happen, bro.
Yeah, I've been kind of increasingly interested in transhumanism. I have a friend who really likes it. And, you know, I like technology a lot, but I'm also kind of averse to technology taking over too much. We're in a really infantile stage when it comes to integrating technology into our day-to-day lives. You know, we're kind of overwhelmed by it. People use it a lot without really realizing it, like getting completely absorbed in smartphones and tablets and all that sort of thing.
I am so bad.
But
as you know, I'm like working all the time, but I'm also constantly on RF. Why? Because of smartphones. Damn you, smartphones. Work productivity is out.
Fortunately for me, the touchscreen is kind of like a fail-safe mechanism because I hate touchscreens and I don't like using it that much, so I don't use my phone too much.
I agree with your aversion to touchscreen, but my addiction to RF outweighs my aversion to touchscreens.
But all that typing, I can't stand. Like, you know, the other stuff is okay, but typing on a touchscreen is just terrible. Like, you know, there's autocorrect for a reason, and that reason is because touchscreens are just inherently bad for typing.
Do you have swipe texting? So I use swipe texting, like swipe, swipe, swipe.
I got I found a different keyboard application. I think it's called MessageEase, and it's like a completely different keyboard. You do it with one thumb. And for certain letters, you just tap the key. But also on each of these keys, you have other smaller letters. And if you want to get them, then you tap and then swipe towards that letter on that key. And so it takes getting used to, because the layout, the organization of the letters is, you know, completely different. But the ones where you just tap are the most commonly used letters. But
do
once I got it was really easy, and it's a lot faster, too. They also have a game app that goes along with it that you play games by, you know, hitting certain keys. So it helps you to learn how to use the keyboard correctly. And it's, you know, always
cool.
Easier to learn something whenever you're having fun.
Blast the aliens by pressing K-L-X-M-N-N-N. Do you remember T9?
Oh, yeah, T9. I just jumped on the smartphone bandwagon like 2-3 months ago. And so, you know, I was still using
T9. T9 was before smartphones.
Yeah, no, I was still using a regular smartphone like 3 months ago and using T9. I still like T9, but, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't do good on a touchscreen, though. You need, like, a real, like, keypad.
Yeah. Well, the problem with touchscreens is there's no tactile feedback. You don't know when you've hit a certain key instead of a different key, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell you, you can tell when I'm posting on my phone or when I'm posting on the computer. I mean, don't matter what, there's going to be spelling and grammar mistakes, but there's, like, going to be a quadrillion of them when I'm on my phone and only a couple of them when I'm on the computer.
Yep. So let's see. Is anybody calling in right now?
Let me check. Just you and me.
Okay. Some people are talking about.
Oh, wait, no, here it is. We do have another caller in.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Radio.
Hi.
Radio.
Hi.
So who is
hello.
This?
Oh, well, hello, Orbit.
Okay.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Welcome
you.
Welcome to Radio RF.
Yay.
It's so interesting to actually hear people's voices. Like, whenever we're just chatting all the time, you just kind of end up, I guess, just coming up with an idea of who somebody is. And you just see them as a name and, you know, what they type. You know, you can forget that there's actually a person with a voice and a face back there, you know.
Now, I know something awesome about Orbit. Orbit, she is an anthropologist. How cool is that?
Cool.
Well, I have a degree in anthropology. Actually, I currently teach sociology. It's an interdisciplinary degree, so I can teach both. But I did teach anthro for a long time.
Now, I had a question about that. Isn't sociology just modern anthropology?
Basically, yeah, you're right.
We have another caller.
Oh, hey.
Hello, welcome to Radio RF. Who do we have here?
Hey, this is True Freedom.
Well, hello,
okay.
True Freedom.
Oh, I see you in there now. All right. Nice to meet
you. I'm new. Good to meet you.
I believe I talked to you in chat. You play jazz music, is that correct?
I don't play a lot of jazz. I play a lot of different styles on guitar. And a few other instruments.
Okay,
okay. Nice.
He's
I'm also
really good, by the way, you guys.
Cool.
Thank you. True Freedom, why don't you tell us a little more about yourself?
Well, I'm a married guy with 3 teenagers, and I work a technical job doing computer stuff. Do some things with music when I can. Do some stuff for charity when I can.
Cool.
Have 2 dogs.
So, you play guitar mainly?
Yeah. Sing a little, toy a little bit with flutes, with drums, with different things.
Cool. I'm mainly a bass player. I used to play guitar. Now when I pick up a guitar, I play like a bass. So, you know, I just not really a guitar player. I just started a band with some friends, and we're looking for a drummer right now, so we've been trading off. I've been playing some drums and then bass, and our singer plays drums instead. But it's been fun to get back into playing music again.
Cool. Yeah, I was just talking to a drummer friend of mine about starting a 2-piece up, maybe. starting to check out some, I don't know if you've heard Royal Blood. That's just a bass player who sings and runs his bass through a guitar amp and a bass amp with a drummer. And then looking at some White Stripes and Black Keys, where, you know, when they originally recorded a lot of this stuff, it was just two-piece and thought we could probably pull it off. Try some originals, too.
Yeah,
so,
I was just going to tell you,
I spent my wild youth in a rock band.
What kind of music did you play?
Oh, God, I don't know. TF, what would you call it?
I forgot. What did I call it last time?
Indie rock? I don't
know.
Punk
or
like
90s alternative? Yeah.
That's cool. I like 90s alternative. That's my favorite.
You know what I've noticed about 90s alternative? It doesn't matter. Every time I go into a different music store, it's labeled differently. One section will be 90s alternative, alternative rock, punk rock, and then it'll be emo rock. And I'm just like, make up your mind.
It's rock.
So, yeah.
You've made a lot of threads recently in the Dharmic section.
Who, me?
Yes, that was a question. I didn't really phrase it as one, but there's a question somewhere.
I'm interested in Advaita Vedanta, and so I've been making threads asking for information. It just really resonates with me.
Have you read anything by Ramana Maharshi or Nisargadatta?
Just bits and pieces. There's so much to read.
Those two I can't recommend highly enough. I love their stuff, and I'm a practicer of the, self-inquiry. That's my main practice. So, yeah.
Cool.
What should we sing?
Well, Well-Named says that we should sing I Got You, Babe.
By the way, to the musically inclined members of RF, we will feature your music on the radio show. Please submit your songs to either Dreadfish or Ida OJ, and we will add it to our show and have your music featured online.
Now,
and by the way, for our audience, we will also take pictures, drawings, and graphical designs and make the image for the episode as well. So please, any form of artist, submit your work to us so we can feature it online. Thank you.
Yes, that's a great idea. It can be difficult with licensing issues to just use any songs, and as part of the community thing and the interaction thing, it'd be great to be able to use material that's part of the community, you know, from a member. Now, we have about a minute and 20 seconds left. So I guess we should start closing out.
Okay,
I'd like to thank our callers for calling in. It was very appreciated to have as many as you show support on our very first episode. Much love to all of you.
Yes, it was great talking to you guys. Great having you guys calling in.
Yay.
And,
appreciate
of course,
the opportunity.
Talking in chat afterward. So for future broadcasts, we'll be letting you guys know in threads, that sort of thing. We'll try to do it a couple days ahead of time and then update as it comes closer so that people actually know when to get on. And we'll get in chat beforehand so we can drum things up.
I'm hoping we'll eventually should pick a day, and we should most likely do it the same day and time as every week. This way you just know implicitly. And if there's changes, there's changes in the their own mind. I think it might also be cool if he can do an episode with one of you guys. I think one of you guys as needed. Anyways, thank you for listening. Good night, good morning,
good
afternoon. RF. and the show is dead. We are dead. I hope we're dead. I'm hitting the episode.
Maybe we're not. If not, we're up. If there is a thing talking to us.